2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
A resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage. The Democratic vice presidential nominee on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A historic choice. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Joe Biden has selected his running mate, and it's California Senator Kamala Harris. The 55-year-old Harris becomes the first black woman, also the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for national office in this country. In contrast to Biden, Kamala Harris is known as a vigorous campaigner, and during her own campaign for president, she was a harsh critic of Joe Biden. She dropped out of the race and has been a vocal supporter ever since. Biden's top guy in Utah says the clashes with Harris were a good thing. Your voice, your vote 2020. Here's Lindsay Ertz reporting from the KSL Elections Desk.
Scott Howell telling Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry, Biden picking Harris, someone he sparred with in debates, shows she's capable.
I like that she was. She called him out on some progressive issues. But I think that their personalities, and I just know her a little bit. I don't know her very well, like I know Joe. But I think he was picking someone because he knows what kind of talent you have to have.
Biden tweeting that Harris worked closely with his son when attorney general, and he was proud then and proud now to have her as his partner. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Mike Pence spoke about his newly anointed opponent this afternoon. The vice president told a crowd in Arizona the pick doesn't surprise him at all.
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party have been overtaken by the radical left.
And Biden saying he looks forward to seeing Harris at the VP debate in Utah in October.
Congratulations. I'll see you in Salt Lake City.
President Trump used his daily briefing to criticize Biden's new running mate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president says he's surprised Biden chose Kamala Harris as his running mate because she was nasty and disrespectful of him in the primaries. He also called her a radical liberal.
Just about the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate, and I would have thought that Biden would have tried to stay away from that a little bit.
Despite that, the president said Harris was his number one draft pick. KSL Sports, the Pac-12 is suspending its football season just hours after the Big Ten made its official announcement earlier today. In Ohio, where Buckeye football reigns supreme, Governor Mike DeWine had this reaction.
As a fan, I'm disappointed, but this is a decision that was made by the Big Ten. This was made by the schools, and, you know, we have to respect that decision.
University of Utah was scheduled to start training camp next week ahead of a 10-game schedule. As the nation splits opinions on whether to send children back to school during a pandemic, health experts like Dr. Patty Manning say more attention needs to be paid to teenagers who are at an elevated risk.
Especially the teens and the mobile teens are at great risk for spread because they're very active and they're in close contact with each other.
And she also warns if a teen has COVID, they can be contagious whether they're symptomatic or not. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:03.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Organizers of that viral dance party in Provo got a lot of hate online, but did they break any laws? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
Many folks were upset after watching a video of hundreds of young people partying it up in Provo last week and dancing very close together. But Aislinn Tolman Hill with the Utah County Health Department says technically they're in the clear. Utah County does not have a mask mandate, and
this event was 1,000 people or less, so they were actually not required to get a permit. But we would just reinforce that be extremely, extremely careful to make sure that you are, you know, maintaining that kind of safe space of 6 feet around you.
She says events like this also make it harder for contact tracers if someone does get sick, so it's a good idea to mask up. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And coronavirus coverage continues. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the number of people being treated for COVID-19 in Utah hospitals is slowly going down. The state health department reporting that number at 189 this afternoon. It had peaked at just over 200. The state is reporting 362 new cases since yesterday, with a 7-day average positivity rate of just under 9%. There are also 4 more deaths, all in Salt Lake County. As most schools in the state are preparing to open in just a few weeks, many districts are addressing staffing questions. The Salt Lake City School District retained their entire staff in the spring, and they anticipate keeping everyone on board again this fall. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with more.
Most teachers are moving online to accommodate digital learning, although a few instructors will still teach in person for small groups as part of their special education program. That means a limited number of buses are still needed to transport those students.
Their IT staff is also busy handing out and setting up nearly 20,000 laptops and tablets. Still on schools, the CDC is giving some tips about masks and mask bullying.
If worrying about getting infected from coronavirus wasn't enough, schools are also having to face how to deal with so-called mask bullies. The CDC releasing new guidelines telling K-12 schools they should have a plan of action to help students cope with discrimination or bullying over face coverings, including adding face masks and coverings to the back-to-school class list. And school officials are encouraged to have a plan on also how to deal with angry parents. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Neese.
We have a new accident. It's eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. It's as you're approaching I-215's west belt, so approximately 30th west, but everybody already out of traffic and on the shoulder. Northbound Redwood Road still closed due to a fatal crash in Bluffdale at 144th South. You can turn left or right, you just cannot go straight. And we do have traffic filling in and slowing down southbound I-15, Murray through Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Any Hour Services.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.